This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Anthony Bourdain, the celebrity chef, has described vegetarians as, quote, a persistent irritant to any chef worth a damn and the enemy of everything good and decent in the human spirit. So why would a food editor of a major daily newspaper risk the wrath of chefs and foodies by outing himself as a vegetarian? Joe Yonan of The Washington Post did exactly that this week. He joined us in our studios. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
And you're a brave man. Because as we find out, you grew up in West Texas.
I did. Yes, that's right. I grew up eating steak and barbecue and all sorts of meaty goodness.
So what drew you to what you describe as your second coming out?
It's been a gradual process over the last few years, really. I actually think it started subconsciously. I was noticing all the meat that was building up in my freezer that I wasn't cooking at home. And I think that was because I was trying to make up health-wise for all the meat eating that I was doing when I go out in the circles that I travel in and eat in.
It's your job, arguably.
It's my job, yeah, to experience a lot of different kinds of food. And certainly the meals that we food people get into can sometimes be way over the top of the kinds of things that normal people eat. So I think at home I was just trying to be really, really healthy. And that's how it started. And then it sort of kept increasing, my pull toward vegetables and my somewhat lack of interest in eating meat.
Is it just that lack of interest? Is it a moral disapproval? Disapproval sounds like a harsh word, but is it moral? Is it dietary? Is it parts of all of that?
It's parts of some of that. I wouldn't call it moral as much as it's very personal, for one thing, what I think what you decide to eat. And one thing that I said in the piece was, which I feel very strongly about, was eat and let eat. You know, another way I could have put it was to each his own dinner, right? Like, but I think for myself, it was probably initially health-driven, and then certainly a sense of environmentalism a bit too. You know, the feeling that I wanted to eat less meat, that meat certainly is responsible for, you know, a huge proportion of greenhouse gases and that kind of thing. But I really didn't set out to tell other people what they should or shouldn't do. But that was certainly part of it for me.
Yeah. Do you think you're any less prepared to be a food editor?
No, not at all. For one thing, thankfully, I'm not a one-man shop at the Post. I think if I were food editor, food critic, page one, food writer, all wrapped in one, which does exist in some smaller markets, then I think that the obligation to be omnivorous would be greater. But thankfully, I have a staff and I work with a lot of great freelancers. And I also am not put off by meat at all. So, you know, when making decisions about the kinds of things that I think readers might want to read about, it doesn't turn my stomach to think about a big, beautiful piece of raw steak to be featured in the food section.
What kind of email reaction have you got?
It's, first of all, the amount of reaction has been very surprising to me. People thanking me for writing about it, and not only from vegetarians, mostly from vegetarians, but also from some omnivores who say they're thinking about eating less meat, or that they just thought it was interesting, that they're trying to find more vegetable dishes in restaurants. There and some vegans who think I haven't quite gone far enough, of course.
Yes, of course, because you still make room for eggs and cheese. And
Yeah, I really...
Boy, the way you said yeah.
I love eggs. I love eggs so much. They're just one of my favorite things, and love cheese and yogurt and dairy. And so, you know, it's hard for me to imagine that ever changing. But as I also have said in the piece, that's what I used to say about meat. So who knows?
Yeah. Joe Yonan, food and travel editor at The Washington Post. Thanks very much, and bon appetit, or whatever I'm supposed to say.
Thanks, Scott. This is fun.
Can a food critic really do his job? If you can't enjoy a cheeseburger anymore, you can join the conversation on Facebook at NPR Weekend, and you can stay in touch on Twitter, too, at NPR Weekend. You can reach me directly on Twitter at NPR Scott Simon, all one word. Our director, Claudina Bade, is leaving us to work for a show down the hall called All Things Something or Other. She's a joy, a wit, and can silence me just by lifting a finger and saying what she is now. Close his mic! Boy, we'll miss her.